It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we set the stage. We gave the profile. And now, will the interview live up to the hype? Jade Cargill, 30-0, current TBS champion. Wednesday night, Target Center.
Is coming.
Chris Tubbs will be ringside. Well, he's not ringside yet, but I'll help him with that. She joins us now as she prepares for the big bout on Wednesday night. Jade, thank you for joining us.
Hi, Mike. How are you doing? No problem.
You're on the John Schuster Caldwell Banker hotline. That might not mean much to you, but I had to get that in because we have to read our sponsors. You understand that. Now, I have been prepped on you from Chris Tubbs, who you just talked to and put you on. When you were playing basketball at Jacksonville State University, you're having a great career, but when did you say, you know what, I love sports and competition, I'd like to try wrestling?
You know, so I went to Jacksonville University, not Jacksonville State.
No.
We beat them in my college, so I take
beat them at Artis Gilmore School. Yeah, I almost said it, but then I corrected myself.
Yes.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know, I never thought like this. This is something that happened actually when I was in a career for psychology, when I was a child psychologist, and I took a little break because it was a lot, as you know, working in public service and just dealing with kids in the city. So I took a little break and wrestling found me. It entered my world. It was nothing I thought about when I was playing basketball in college, but I would have, I don't know if I would have dropped basketball at the time to wrestle, but this world just came to me.
How did it come to you?
Mark Henry, we had a mutual friend, and somebody on Instagram was like, you ever thought about wrestling? And my friend and I, we were sitting there just lollygagging, and she got serious and she said, would you ever really get into wrestling? And I said, yeah, why not? You know, it's another chance to get into sports. And Mark Henry set me up with the tryout, and from there it lit a fire under my butt, and I found a love and a passion for it.
I mean, were you a bodybuilder at the time at all? Were you doing anything that you said this plays well?
No, I just was lifting weights at that point. I was just lifting weights, keeping my body toned, and just staying focused. I was a new mom, so I was just trying to come back around from giving birth to a child. But again, it was my second chance into getting to sports. And I was like, you know what? I could always work the desk job if my body, you know, ever gives out on me or, you know, something happens. I can always do the desk job. But I have a second chance at playing a sport in something that's new and I'm learning again. So I just went from there.
But you exploded on the scene. You didn't go, you know, you didn't take the long route. You were able to get right there. What was it?
Hard work and determination, and also just our owner, Tony Khan, believing and trusting that I was going to do what needed to be done.
And obviously you become a feature piece of this, and you know, center stage on Wednesday night. Now, I don't want to ask for favors this early in the interview, but you heard the passion that Chris Tubbs has, and he's already going, right? I mean, is there any way he can get a backstage pass or a front row seat? Is there anything you can do for him? Because he's been promoting you more than anybody I know.
I can try. I can definitely try and get something done. No problem.
Get an autograph of some sort. Maybe a little meet and greet if you win, something like that.
Yeah, I can definitely do that. Okay. I can go ringside after my match and talk some crap if you like.
Oh, he would love that. He would love that. Tubbsy, you got the next question. You ask the next question. You go ahead.
Oh, man. It's just, it's amazing, Jade, that when you came in, you look at the people that have trained you, from Dustin Rhodes to QT Marshall, you know, to Brian Danielson.
Brian.
You know, you started out, and that featured match against Red Velvet and Cody with you and Shaquille O'Neal. I mean, what kind of pressure are you feeling right out of the gate? Because Tony Khan put you in this featured spot right off the get-go.
I was a tad nervous, but, you know, I thought about it. Shaquille O'Neal, he was entering an entirely different world. And before I went on stage, he said something, and it just... it blew me away. And what she told me, don't embarrass him.
Don't embarrass him. You said, hey, don't worry, I won't ask you to shoot free throws.
Right. I know, right. But he, you know, I told him, he was like, I work in entertainment. This is what I do. I entertain. So anything I throw out, they're going to love and they're going to bite because they know this is me. And this is second nature for me. So when he told me that, I was like, you know what? He's absolutely right. I'm going to be on the stage with Shaquille O'Neal, Cody Rhodes. I have to deliver. Like, people are going to be there to watch he and Cody Rhodes go at it. But I need them to figure out, like, and say, who is this girl? Like, what is she? Oh, my gosh. And stay. Because obviously he has to go. Yep. So I was like, you know, I need them to stay and continue to watch me. So that was my prime time to just focus and get people to zone in and just watch my journey.
How much does being married to a former Major League Baseball all-star, you know, because those of us that follow sports, I mean, we look at Brandon's career, we're like, this guy was an outstanding Major League Baseball player, you know, multiple-time all-star. How much does it help having somebody that had a high profile like him in your journey and kind of, you know, help keeping you chugging along?
It helped tremendously, being that, you know, that's off just pure talent and skill. I remember we'd go to St. Louis games and fans would talk all kind of crazy crap to him. And we would, like, I would sit there and watch how he would just embody it and take it in and just show out. So he would use that as motivation to hit a home run or whatever he has to do just to look back and say, aha, and go off on them. So, I mean, he helped groom me to be in the spotlight that I'm in right now. Just watching everything that he's went through, good, bad, the ugly, it's done nothing but help me and prepare me for the stage that I'm on right now. And you know, it's honestly a blessing to work with somebody outside of wrestling, because when my world can get crazy and out of control, I can literally go home. And because he's not of this world, it's so easy to tap out and be in a whole other world and talk about something other than wrestling.
He was as good in hit and run, hitting behind runners as anybody in that era. At that time.
Yeah.
I mean, his glove was good too. I mean, you know all this stuff that I'm telling you. What is Wednesday like? What is fight night like during the day for you leading up to?
I get up, I work out, I try to get a good breakfast. It can be hectic between interviews and just makeup and warming up and just getting the pre-tapes in, just getting the little jitters that you get before a match. It's a busy, like, jam-packed day, but you know, it's very rewarding when everything is over and the adrenaline is cooling off. It's busy. Show days are always busy for everyone, but it's very rewarding, and you get home and you relax with your family.
Tubbsy, you got the last one, buddy.
So from here, because I mean, so far your career, you've been put in this position, TBS champion, you know, you got the baddies, and I just want to let you know, I know I'm not going to be able to sit in the baddie section on Wednesday.
What?
But I mean,
you're not going to be able to sit with the baddie.
I know, I can't. Trust me, I want to be a baddie, but I don't somehow think I'm going to be able to fit the bill. But, you know, from here, Jade, from here, I mean, what kind of future do you see for the AEW women's division? Because I look up and down and we hear all of the resources that are put into that division. I mean, how much does that mean for you, so young in your career, to have that roster like a Serena Deeb, like a Britt Baker, like a Jamie Hayter, just all of those individuals, a Thunder Rosa, that you can build this division and I think legitimately make it one of the features of All Elite Wrestling?
I mean, it's going to continue to grow. I mean, we're young. We're a three-year-old company. There's a bunch of women coming in. We just signed Madison. And so we're going to continue to get better. I mean, we got Chris Statlander. She's a powerhouse. We have Thunder Rosa. She's our women's champion right now. We have Britt Baker, who's stellar on the mic. We're going to do nothing but get better and grow and prove that we deserve the time and we deserve time and we deserve more matches. And, you know, we're going to excel at what we're doing. We're given something to showcase what we can do. So if we take that time and we continue to grow from that time and get better and trust one another and work with one another, and just kill the spots that we're given, the sky's the limit for all of us. We're very young. I think Chris Statlander is maybe 25 years old. I just turned 30. For the most part, we have a stellar roster. It's just on how we're going to showcase mm-hmm. this talent years going forth.
Well, Wednesday night, Gene, you will. Let's cut the crap here. Chris Tubbs, I want you to write that name down and give it to Mr. Schneider, okay? And see if he can do a little something. Get him an autograph, bobblehead, a front row seat, a meet and greet after, something like that, because he's done a great job of promoting this event in you tonight, okay?
I can do that. Listen. If he tells me where he's sitting at, I'll come over, I'll talk my crowd, we can chop it up. But he got to roll off me, so I need him to talk crap back. He can't just lay down.
Believe me, he can do that really well.
Cut the crap, Jade.
Come on.
Cut the crap.
Okay, Jade, thank you so much for joining us. You can put her on hold and work that out, okay? Because I want to hear a good story that comes out of Wednesday when I see you on Thursday.
Man. All right.
Jade,
now the pressure's
thank you
on
so
Jade.
Much, and look forward to seeing you Wednesday night at Target Center.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
You bet. Jade Cargill. That was fun.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.